Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Right. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and you're listening to Strike the Box on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM. I hope everyone is doing okay this week. It has been a very tough and stressful week for everybody. You know, normally when I do a show, and this is going to be a quickie show this week, I start it on a weekend. I'll get some ideas of songs to play, and I'll put a couple of sets together and then work on them as the week goes by, and then finish up on Wednesday. Well, I had a couple sets laid down, and then all hell broke loose this weekend and during the week, even locally here. And I've been going back and forth trying to think of what I'm going to be playing, because I just, it's freeform, anything and everything, but I'm just sort of conflicted going back and forth. Am I smiley, cheery, or am I down in the dumps? It's tough. I'm sure it's tough for everybody. We finished the first set off with Buffalo Springfield with For What It's Worth. Stephen Stills wrote that back in 1966, inspired by not so much, it wasn't an anti-war song. It was because of the Sunset Strip curfew riots in 1966. We started things off with some Prefab Messiahs, a local band, and thanks to Bill Kelly for sending that track along, 21st Century Failure. I had no idea, you know, and shame on me that they've been around for a while, a long while, but you can check them out. They're on Bandcamp, the Prefab Messiahs, and they're also on Facebook. And we put in some MC5 with the American Ruse from 1970 off of their Back in the USA album. Like I said, I've gone back and forth on some of the music I've selected today. Some I've said, no, my mind's changed, I'm not going to play that, and back and forth. But hopefully this show today will at least maybe put a smile on your face. I don't know when, but hopefully during it, you'll be happy. But we'll get through this. That's what I've been saying for the last 3 or 4 months. We will get through this on to the other side. Just got to keep plugging along. So let me get back to the music, because that's, I think, music heals all wounds. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. As I said, on WMFO and Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Hear me talking to you. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Bye.
Marianne Faithful, from 1964, As Tears Go By. Written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, the Rolling Stones manager at the time, Andrew Lou Goldman, had decided to give that to Marianne Faithful because it was more of a ballad, which the Stones weren't singing at the time. Her version peaked to number one in the UK charts back in 64. Started things off with some Temptations, Ball of Confusion, from 1970. That's what the world is today. The Del Monas from 1985, a little garage band from back then, Dangerous Charms. They were from the UK. And the Delmonas actually eventually became the head coatees? The head coatees? With Holly Golightly. But that song, Dangerous Charms, is Sid from 1985. The Rivingtons with their novelty song, as some had said. The Rivingtons with their song, Mama Ooh Mau Mau, from 1962. I heard that over the weekend. I said, you know what, I gotta throw that into my show. Which I did. The Police from 1979, Message in a Bottle. Sending out an SOS, aren't we all? So since we played some Marian Faithfull, who is in better health, back in April she was diagnosed with COVID-19 and was having a tough time with it. And she also lived, believe it or not, in Arlington, Massachusetts for a little bit. So since we played her, gotta play some Stones, and that's what's coming up next here on Strike the Box and WMFO MIVID 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay. town, but something in the air had changed. A bitter wind was blowing and the leaves were all brown. Our hopes had all been rearranged. To feel so down, I wondered, could we come undone? An empty space. I told myself we'd never do the dance of a clown. We'd always wear a fearless face.
Together. sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
The Youngbloods with Get Together. Released twice, first time in 1967 made it to number 62, and then again in 1969 it reached number 5. And I would suppose because 1969 the country was just in a little bit of turmoil, just like we are now. So I wish we could come on people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. I know I'm horrible at singing. Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil, from 1968, off of the Beggar's Banquet LP. And a new digital single that was sent to me by Jim Bassnight. Thank you, Jim. I played the B-side, which is tonight. The A-side, Code to Live By, that's from the new album Not Changing. And like I said, the B-side is tonight, and that's from the album Seattle, New York, Los Angeles. So please check out Jim Bassnight's Bandcamp page. The Pee-wees with a love cover, Alone Again Or. Now, what's interesting about this song is that it was originally unreleased for a long time. But an LP was made called The Benefit of Things to Come. And it was a bunch of 19 bands, I guess, from Wild Honey Records, their catalog, which had a ton of unreleased stuff. And they put all these songs together for Italy. Very interesting and heartwarming article on this. And again, the name of the album is The Benefit of Things to Come. It's a digital album, and it includes the Pee-wees' Alone Again 4, which is a love cover. And I do love when bands do covers, because a lot of bands seem to have gotten away from doing covers. And I think that's sometimes how your band might get some notice, when you play a good cover and you sound good on it. So since we played a cover of Love, I decided I wanted to play some Love with Seven and Seven Is. Released back in 1966 off the Da Capo LP. And there's a really good documentary going on, I believe it's Epic right now, called Laurel Canyon. And from what I read, it's a two-part docuseries that pulls back the curtain on a mythical world and provides an up-close look at the lives of the musicians who inhabited it. And I saw episode one the other day, and it was very, really good to watch. So I recommend it. And Dean Landau with My Beautiful Town. And a big shout-out to Dean, who was able to get a copy of that to me today as I was doing the show. My Beautiful Town was originally released in 2011 off of the album Indestructible Voices. And if you go to Bandcamp on Dean Landau, I'm sure you're going to be able to find that. Check out his Bandcamp page, because he does have a lot of good music there. Again, the name of the song is My Beautiful Town. And as his Facebook post says, I have seen New York City endure two blackouts, looting, subway graffiti, the Son of Sam killing spree, three stock market crashes, numerous recessions, bombings, terrorism, Hurricane Sandy, and more. Each time New York City came back stronger than before, we adapt and move on. Well said, Dean. Well said. As I said, we finished up with some Youngbloods, Get Together. We all need to get together. I have a couple ideas of how I'm going to finish the show today. I'm not 100% sure which track or tracks I'm going to choose. We'll see. I'm going to take a moment and reflect, I guess you could say. But hopefully you've enjoyed this Strike the Box quickie version today. Hopefully we'll have a two-hour show next week. And hopefully next week will be a little better of a week. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO Method 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. What's a show where I don't screw up some lines or something? Take care, everybody. Take care.
Get yourself together, dog.